In the years before the Civil War, many people stood up for the cause of equality. Some of those who showed the most bravery were former slaves. Today's feature on the American Countryside is about one such man, and it's brought to you by Exmark Mowers. You'll get a better cut faster with Exmark. Get details at exmark.com.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Mark Bond helps oversee the old Zurcher Hotel in Christiana, Pennsylvania. In the years leading up to the Civil War, this was a stop on the Underground Railroad.
Because we're so close to the South, we're only about 30 or so miles from the border, you had a lot of fugitive slaves coming up to freedom into this area and then choosing to settle here. Some of them would actually help as station masters and so forth with other fugitive slaves.
The old hotel is about 30 miles north of the Maryland border, but slaves were not free by simply crossing into Pennsylvania. The fugitive slave law stated their owners could capture their slaves even if they escaped into free states. This Quaker community provided safety, though.
In a lot of cases, they weren't necessarily hiding here. They were getting help from a lot of the Quaker farmers. Some of them worked as day laborers. Some of them had a little bit of property of their own that they would farm, and that was how they would make a living.
One of the fugitive slaves who made his home here was William Parker.
Parker was a gentleman who was born a slave himself, and once he made the decision to flee, he made it very clear he would never be taken back alive into slavery and that he would help anybody else fleeing slavery. And he was a very big physically. We don't have pictures, but we know from descriptions he was a really big, physical, strong guy.
Parker risked his own life to help others who were fleeing northward. But in the late summer of 1850, one slave owner came here looking for escapees.
This was a slave owner named Edward Gorsuch. He was a northern slave owner, which, generally speaking, makes him somebody who treated his slaves a lot better than some of those further south in some cases.
Gorsuch came here to get his slaves returned, but there would be a showdown in this small town. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Christiana, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McCrae.